Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jonathan Alexander with Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action presented testimony in Massachusetts against Senate Bill 70. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, that bill would stop minors and their families from receiving any counsel for unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. But the bill would go even further. It would enable the state to take custody of minors if their parents allowed simple talk therapy. The bill would also give criminal punishment to professional counselors who enhance their counseling with their personal testimonies or religious beliefs if that speech does not support the LGBT agenda. Matt, this is outrageous. We've seen similar bills, but this one goes further than other bills we've seen because it threatens to remove children from the homes of their parents.
And threatens to literally throw Christian counselors in jail. You know, the left's incrementalism. We've warned that this is the path that they were heading down. And here they're finally becoming emboldened. I don't know what it is, but they finally feel like in Massachusetts, at least now is the time to pull the trigger on literally kidnapping children away from their parents who have kids with unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion that are seeking to reconcile perhaps those counter-biblical temptations with their faith, or even just recognizing the dangers associated with that lifestyle, and they're literally the government stepping in and taking those children away and throwing Christian counselors in jail. Yes, we have actually reached that point in the United States. It's chilling. It's unbelievable, and it underscores the import of Liberty Counsel and the work that Liberty Counsel is doing to ensure freedom and freedom of speech and freedom of expression and freedom to think and believe a certain way. This is uncanny.
And, you know, speaking of freedom, the power of God was at work during this meeting because two of the Orlando Pulse survivors who were formerly homosexual have received Christ, are now experiencing the freedom of a relationship with him, were there to testify.
Yeah, get this. And a lot of the media, they don't want to pick up this story.
Of course not.
But there were two people in the Pulse massacre that happened in Orlando.
That nightclub.
In the nightclub.
Right.
Where this guy came in and killed so many people. And two of those individuals were there, and they survived the shooting. And they were involved in the homosexual lifestyle. After that event, they both gave their life to Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
And as a result of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, their life was changed, and they left the homosexual lifestyle. Now they are out speaking hope for those who have no hope. They're out speaking about how Christ can change you from the inside out.
Isn't it just like God, though?
It's amazing. And so the media doesn't want to tell that story, but it is an amazing, transformative story. And who knows how many other people have a similar or will have a similar message and story like that. So they were up in Massachusetts, and they gave testimony to this Massachusetts committee that was considering the passage of this Senate Bill 70. It would then go on to the full Senate for vote and eventually onto the full House and onto the governor if it passed all those different areas of vote. They were there testifying along with Jonathan Alexander, our director of public policy for Liberty Counsel Action in Washington, D.C., and they were testifying in Massachusetts. In fact, Jonathan is from Massachusetts. His father is a pastor in that area. So they testified after the testimony was over. And we have an amazing photo of this. In fact, it was captured by the news media. Jonathan is coming out of the chambers where the testimony was. Inside the chambers was a person who is a so-called transgender, someone that Jonathan, even going back to the age of 16, has known.
Right, it's a man who dresses as a woman.
Man who dresses as a woman. This person is a well-known transgender activist that comes to all these meetings, was there at the meeting, is somebody who's well-known. And then Jonathan comes out of the chambers where the hearing was, and the video is being done of a news camera filming a scene. What's that scene? It's one of the Pulse survivors.
Two of them, wasn't it?
Two of them, yeah. They were the Pulse survivors, were praying with the person who's transgender,
with that
transgender activist. They're praying. And so Jonathan was caught, his attention was caught by the camera filming something, and he looked as to where the camera was filming it, and here it is, bowing their heads, praying with this transgender activist.
That's
an amazing scene, and the photograph of that is quite incredible to see. I don't know how widespread they broadcast that on the TV networks there, but we have the photos of it, and it is, again, the transform. These are people who went to Pulse nightclub in Orlando, involved in the homosexual lifestyle, almost lost their life, but ended up finding their life in Jesus Christ, have been radically transformed through relationship with Jesus Christ, and now they're testifying in Massachusetts, and they're praying for this longtime transgender activist, and it's being filmed by the local TV networks.
And look how God is using them as his hands and feet, as the hands and feet of Christ, to show love and pray for these people who are struggling with gender confusion and same-sex temptations. And it's a beautiful thing to behold.
They're reaching out because they weren't condemned by the people that they met either. They were shown love through the power of Jesus Christ. And they're extending that love. You know, the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And Christ can forgive anything. He can transform your life. He wants relationship with you.
But you know, he changes our lives so that we in turn can lead others to him. That's the only thing we bring to heaven are other people. You know, so you see this right here, this powerful, you know, meeting, but yet it was even probably more powerful after that when this was happening.
No question. It's powerful. And it's against this bill. And this bill, understand, we have legal challenges in several states ongoing right now against similar laws that ban this kind of counsel, ban clients, minors, their families, and counselors from providing or receiving any counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or gender confusion. You can only affirm against the client's wish that they're homosexual and they'll be that way forever, that they're going through this struggle of their gender identity. Don't worry about it. You're born that way and you're going to be that way forever. They won't give them any hope. They can only affirm what the client does not want, which is really outrageous within the counseling session, forcing the client to go down a road to achieve an objective that the client does not want to pursue.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what these bills do. But this bill goes further, and it says that the state can take custody of your child if your son or daughter comes home and they say, you know, I'm confused about, I think I'm a boy, but I think I'm a girl. And they have a conversation at home, and they then seek to give that child of theirs counsel from an experienced counselor.
To seek the child's counseling goals.
Right.
But would they do the same thing if the child came home struggling with anorexia or something and went to a counselor? Would they take their children away for that?
It's the same kind of thing that the parents are trying to help the child for their best interest.
Right,
parents
with the root
know
cause, yeah.
best. And they're trying to provide help. It would be like, well, if you're going to take your child to a counselor for that, we're going to take your child away.
Yeah.
And this is what they say. If you then either discourage your child, if you don't affirm your child, if you take your child to such counseling, you can lose your child. You can lose your child. And the counselor who provides it can be punished with criminal charges.
Ugh.
I mean, some of these counselors that we know have been transformed by Jesus Christ. They have been in the homosexual lesbian lifestyle. They have been someone who's gone through the hormones and the surgery, and they've met Jesus Christ like Walt Heyer, and they've changed. They've had personal service. So pray for this case. Pray for all of these different ones that we're involved in. Get involved and learn about these issues, and your voice can make a difference. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.